Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Welcome to the Multifamily Zone, where business meets family. We explore what the entrepreneur life looks like from the family perspective. Now, here are your hosts, Julia and Gino Barbaro.
Hey, everyone. This is Julia Barbaro, host of the Multifamily Zone podcast. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro.
Julia, that was a great introduction. How are you doing?
I'm good.
This is going to be an interesting podcast, everybody. I am the co-host because Julia is the host. She's driving the podcast today. So what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about marriage, relationships, and strengthening them.
That's why she's hosting it and I'm the co-host.
Because you don't know what we're talking about. I'm the one here with all the notes and you just kind of just peek off my notes.
That's right. You know what? All you real estate investors out there, that's what we do, right? We get the smart people. We sit next to them and we cheat and we work together. That's what business is all about.
Well, okay. So you want to go first?
So I can tell you how to weaken a relationship.
Go for it.
Let's start by that. Okay. So I'll start out with a great story. We were married probably a year, maybe 6 months. And I was working at the restaurant. My wife was pregnant. And I remember I was working really hard, 6 days a week. And I was building a house. And I was living in my mom's basement.
Okay, hold on. It was not a basement. It was a beautiful apartment that they built while we were engaged. Okay, with granite countertops. Okay.
It's still a basement. It's still not on the main level.
Okay.
It's not a cave, everybody. We had running water. I didn't have to run in the backyard and go pee where the peach tree was. I had running water. I had plumbing. The only thing I didn't have, I had no bills. I had a $20, I remember, phone bill every month. That was just so wonderful, that feeling. But anyway, I'm building the house about 0.3 mile. And I remember going to build a house every day with my uncle, who was the general contractor at the time, working at the restaurant. And we didn't spend a lot of time together those first, few months. I was just busy doing stuff. I remember coming home one day and my wife is pregnant on the couch. She looked a little sick. So I said, "Hey, Julia, what are we eating for lunch?" And she's like, "I'm not hungry. Don't feel like eating. I'm pregnant, you know?" So what did I do? I didn't ask her, "What can I make for you, Julia?" No, I actually proceeded to go and cook something for myself. And I'm sitting down and eating. And she probably looked at me like, "This, what the biggest jerk. Who did I marry here?" Right. And I always look back at that and it's one of my failings. And I just remember that. And I just, you don't want to forget those memories, right? Because there's so much learning from there. I could have just said to her, "I'm really tired. I've had a rough week. Maybe we can go out and grab something. Maybe I can get something delivered. Maybe I can cook you something." I don't know what was going through my mind at the time. I just remember cooking. I don't even remember what I cooked, right?
It was ham. I remember it as clear as day.
Was it good?
I didn't have any.
But I mean, did it look good?
It did.
Well, I was a good cook and still I'm a good cook. But the point of the matter is, that's how you weaken a relationship. I mean, honestly, what a terrible person I was that day. And fortunately for me, there's only one way to go, and that's up.
It's true.
And if you're listening out there and you've done some stupid things, that doesn't make you a stupid person, right? Your actions don't define you all the time. Smart people do stupid things. That doesn't make them stupid. They just do stupid things. And I've had the ability to correct my mistakes over the past 20 plus years. And I think I've done a pretty good job. A few bumps in the road, but not bad.
Well, I think that's an interesting story. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. But those moments, I think we can do a couple things. I personally could be mad for 20 years about that and be like, "Wow, that's what a jerk. I can't believe you did that." And just hold on to that. Or we could learn from it. And you learned from it. And I think you've talked about it a couple times and I know what you feel about it. And that means a lot. So I think that's important, that it's good to talk about those things, not to hold on to them from my perspective and say, "Do you remember when you did that? I can't believe you did that." But hearing your end of it and that feeling that you wish you hadn't done that. I think that's really important for me to hear. It reminds me of something like if you know, if anyone is out there in that situation where your wife is pregnant and sick, and you know, there's so many really nice things that you could do for her. As Gino said, you can get takeout, you can make her something nice to eat, get someone to come clean the house. There are a lot of little gifts that you could do, because it's like that. It's a moment of weakness for us, because we really can't do much sometimes, and we try, but we just, it's really hard. You know, it's hard to be in that moment where we can't take care of you. So that's the other end of it.
So for me, it really came down to, I think I was just selfish at the time. My problem was that I was so focused on myself, and I was really working hard. I'm not going to beat my drum, but I was working really hard, and I was tired, and I was just focused on myself. And that's part of the problem, I think, with relationships. It's the mm-hmm. ego, right? And we'll bring a business reference into it. Ray Dalio says ego and blind spots. I had a pretty big ego at the time. I was just thinking about myself. I really wasn't worrying about my wife's welfare as much. It's like, she's sitting on the couch doing nothing, can't even make lunch for me. Meanwhile, you know, I'm working 70 hours a week trying to provide for the family.
You are an Italian boy coming from your mom who took care of you. Well,
but I'm just saying, like, that's what I was thinking, right? I mean, like, yeah. You know, you're staying at home. I want your lifestyle. And that's what I was thinking. So reassess what you're doing. And that's when I think one of the big mistakes that we commit when we're married, we only think about us, right? It's only us. When it should be we. You're on the same team. Don't forget that.
But it's important too to remember that we were just married at the time. And you know, when you look back on a relationship, how it started to where it is now, holy cow, we've gone through so much, and we got so close because we went through those things. And so, you know, a lot of people would look at us and think we had this perfect marriage all the time. And we went through issues just like everyone else. And it's good to look back on those and say, wow, we really came a long way. And we came a long way because we trusted each other. We encouraged each other. We learned from each other. And I think that's really important. So that's kind of what I want to talk about.
So I'm not going to cheat and look at your notes. I want to know what your marriage advice is, number one, bullet point number one.
Well, the first thing is choose to love each other even when you don't feel like it.
That's a really hard one for me.
Well, because it's just reality. And I want to just be clear that, you know, I like to be realistic in life. You know, I don't. This is not, I'm not, you know, looking for the perfect marriage. I'm looking for a really good one, to be able to talk to Gino, hear what he has to say. I get irritated sometimes, but I always come out of it. And I think that's really important.
Annoying when she gets irritated.
Well, I get irritated. I have to be quiet. I have to be quiet for sometimes a couple days because I don't want to say what I'm feeling.
A couple days. Yeah. I get over it after 20 minutes. And I gotta wait around a couple days.
Most things I get over by the time you finish talking. But if it's really bothering me, I just have to sit and think about it for a little while.
So have you ever done a DISC assessment? Like, you ever assessed yourself and seen that?
No.
Maybe you shouldn't take a couple of days. It's too long sometimes.
Says who?
Says me. Oh. Because I'm the one who's being affected at home. Let's say if you're hanging around 2 days not talking,
it's just
like,
guessing
okay.
2 days. Maybe it's not 2 days.
Maybe it's 3 days. Maybe it's 5 days. It's a long time, people.
I'll talk to you in a few days.
Okay.
So no, but it's important because, you know, to love someone, whether it's your spouse, family member, or child, it's a commitment. It's not a feeling. You don't have to always feel lovey-dovey. Oh, I'm in love. You are committed to each other. When we got married, I was committed to him. I'm not, you know, today I don't feel like it. Tomorrow is okay. Then you know what I mean? That's just what it is. It's a decision that I made. Mm-hmm. I made a decision to marry you, to choose you. And now I have a commitment to love you. So even when you annoy me to no end, you know, of course you have to choose to love. And I think that's really important. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, I hear, oh, we fell out of love. Well, no, you didn't. You didn't fall out of love. You chose to be out of love. And I think that's, you know, sometimes right in people's face, but I think some people need to hear
it's
that.
Responsibility. Ultimately, yeah. It comes down to responsibility. Responsibility to make the choice. Mm-hmm. I think the next one for me, it's really important. You know, your wife is calling or your husband's calling, answer the phone. It's really important.
I like that. Yeah.
Was that yours?
It was, but that's okay.
I cheated a little bit, everybody. So.
Well, that's okay. So, but there is a two-way. We have to go on the other end of that because that's really good advice. When your wife is calling or your husband, answer the phone. except if I'm the wife and I just constantly nag you at work about the dumbest of things, then okay, so now what, right?
So when we first got married,
there has to be a respect level there.
We didn't have the issue with Facebook and cell phones and all that. I had that little StarTAC thing going on. I don't know if everybody remembers it. It was like $1,000 for this crappy phone. But hey, it was amazing. And we really didn't use it like we use it today. It wasn't a computer. Mm-hmm. It was more for emergencies. So when I went to work at the restaurant, I would, you know, work all day. Julie wouldn't call me up during the day and say, hey, how you doing, to chit chat. I would, mm-hmm. you know, I'd work, and then lunchtime I'd sit down and I'd call her up for a few minutes. And I usually call her in the middle of the afternoon, panicking, going, hey, can you print out the specials? We didn't have a computer at work. So I'd be calling her up to do something on my computer for me while she was at work. But one thing that's important that I need to stress, especially nowadays, when you're hanging out, put the phone away. Don't scroll through Facebook when you're sitting with your significant other. Julia, when you're watching TV at nighttime, put the phone away sometimes. And especially what I really love to do is when we either go to church or when we go out to dinner or with the friends, I'll put my phone in her purse. So I know it's not on me. It doesn't buzz. I don't get any distractions, because I think when you're with somebody, spend the quality time. The most disrespectful thing you can do when you go to a business meeting or you hang out with your spouse, you have the phone upside down next to you. I mean, you're paying more attention to the phone than you are to the person. That shows no respect mm-hmm. to a person's time. Put the phone away, shut off the notifications, and spend the 15 or 30 minutes quality time. It's called time blocking, right? Mm-hmm. It's really you time block to do your work, and it's time blocking to spend time with somebody who you really care about.
Yeah, but just to get back to that other end of the phone call is, are you that person that's nagging? You know, if I keep calling Gino about the dumbest things all day long, is he going to answer the phone next time? So that's something to think about. Maybe even have a conversation with each other. Say, listen, when I'm at work, I want you to call me, but really make sure it's important because, you know, I'm working. So I think that's, yeah.
So it's really funny. When my dad, years and years and years ago, was at work, he would tell my mom, don't call unless something, you die or something. It's really funny. That generation was a little too crazy,
a little
right?
Extreme there,
and it was
yeah.
very extreme. So, you know, for us, you know, now I have the office, you know, right in the house. And when I go downtown, so we can reach out. It's just that I think what happens is when you're in business, you try to create some kind of rhythm at work. And if you're constantly being interrupted, whether it's from a spouse, child, a business partner, it's hard to get work done. So try to delegate some quiet time and try to get off the devices.
Well, I mean, it can go even further because my kids, you know, my husband works, his office is literally like 10 feet from our house. And they're very tempted throughout the day to go tell dad something. And I'm like, listen, he's working. So it's something like, it's a respect there that I have to teach them as well, is that dad's home, but he's still working. So, you know, they check your calendar to see when you're off a call. It's very cute. So they have your schedule there everywhere they are.
Block it off. Yeah. 9 to 5. Yeah.
And the next one is just make each other a priority. You know, we talked about it a little bit already, but sometimes the week will go by and we realize we didn't even have like a good conversation. Everyone's busy. You know, he's busy with working. I'm busy taking care of the kids and doing all the activities and everything. And you literally forget to just sit with that person and have a conversation, like a productive conversation without interruptions. You know, we started going out to dinner once a week, that kind of slack a little bit.
Nobody
which is
slack.
Fine.
So
it's
for
okay.
us, it took 20 years to do okay. date night for a couple of reasons. Number one, I worked a lot of nights at the restaurant, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to go out and eat at restaurants mm-hmm. because I worked in a restaurant. Number two, as you get older, you want to be healthy. You don't want to constantly be going out and eating crap. Even if it's a great restaurant, it's still, you know, you're cheating. You're having, you know, something you shouldn't be eating. It's tough. And number three, we're raising the kids, and our responsibility was our children first. And we want to spend as much time with them. So for us, it was hard leaving the kids when we were younger with babysitters. But now we can do that. We leave them with the older children. So we've pivoted, right? And try to do it at least every 2 weeks is great. We went out this Friday. I had my wife go for a walk. It was 70 degrees out. She's cold with the scarf on, walking a mile and a half, telling me, I'm so tired. I can't believe it. I'm like, whoa. I mean, I got to take you out a little more and work out a little bit more, but it's okay.
I had these heavy boots on and it was a little windy.
A little windy. For all you New Yorkers, it was 70 degrees on Friday night and it was chilly.
It was humid, so it was more chilly. No, but you don't have to go out to eat. And I think that's important because you could literally sit on the porch in front of your house, get a drink, get coffee, and the kids could be literally inside. It's just that a little bit of time, whether it's a half hour or whatever you could squeeze out, is really important that we just, you know, whether you put it on your schedule or not, make sure it happens. You know, going back to that story when I was pregnant and he had cooked, you know, what if he came in, noticed I was sick, and just sat down with me for 10 minutes and say, tell me how you're feeling. And that's it. That's all it could have taken, just him to understand me a little bit better at the time. Cause it was new for me too. And I, you know, and maybe he could have been like, wow, I'm really busy at work. And you know what I mean? There was no communication in the beginning, but again, we were just married. We're figuring it out. And I think that's important, is that everyone's marriage is just you trying to figure it out. You can read all the books you want and listen to all the podcasts, and you just still have to live it. And I think that's important.
So I have a recommendation for everyone. Just start a podcast, make it a weekly priority, and I'm spending quality time with my wife, and I'm creating a show. It's win-win. That's what we're trying to do here, true. Jake and Gino.
I guess so.
Right, Joel?
Well, the next one is learn to laugh. And this one is, I think, the marriage saver. I really do. I think this is so important in everyone's life, because we're so sensitive about everything. My husband will not even knowingly insult me, let's say, and I could learn to get mad, or I could laugh and be like, well, like, that's kind of true, you know, and we can have a good laugh. And I think that's really important. It's just lighten up a little bit, learn to make fun of each other in a fun way, and learn to laugh, you know. No comment.
I have no comment. You know, I have no comment. You know, you really need to learn your spouse, you know, what you say to them that triggers them or gets them insulted. I still haven't figured that out. I just speak the truth, and I may joke around sometimes, but I don't mean to insult her. And that's where the other side, if I do say something, why don't you tell me, hey, that was a little insulting. You want to pull it back there a little bit? As unfortunately, us guys, sometimes we don't figure it out. I mean, mm-hmm. We're a little slow in the uptake. You know, you can ask me, hey, can you help me out with this problem? I'm a problem solver. I'm going to the problem. I'm not really there to listen sometimes. Maybe I just need to slow down and listen to you venting. You don't want a solution to the problem, because there really might not be a problem. You just want to have yourself, you're heard. So that's important also.
You know, you just brought something up that I'm going to add to my list, is that if there is an issue, address it right away. Because sometimes when it festers, and then, you know, the two of you kind of separate, that's when you really think about it. It's like, oh, that's, and then, you know, you're more irritated. So if there is a little tiny issue of maybe they said something to you that bothered you, just address it, because maybe they just didn't mean it that way. But meanwhile, you're thinking about it for the whole week, and, you know, now you're irritated. So if there's an issue, if someone says something to you, and this goes beyond your relationship with your spouse, but address it, take care of it right then and there, because it might've been a misunderstanding. And I think that's important.
And cut it out with the text. I mean, the texting is just one of the worst forms of communication ever, because you can't understand text. If it's something that's important, pick up the phone and let your voice be heard. Your inflection, you know, how you're speaking, your mood, that can all come through in a voice in a conversation. If it's something important, don't shoot an email. It's just, it does not work. Just get on the phone, or just sit down and talk.
So another one is to surround yourself, yourself with people that are, you know, uplifting and support your marriage. Because too many times that we keep friends around that are kind of destructive to our relationship with our spouse. And I don't know why we do it, but maybe that's a conversation that you can have with each other, even around your family. Because I noticed that as you know, when I think back to when we first got married to now, we're very different. We're very different people. Doesn't mean we have to have the same friends from years ago. If, you know, you're just used to having those friends, but meanwhile you get together and it's, you know, maybe they're bashing marriage, or they're not very, you know, encouraging with you and your spouse. Maybe it's something to talk about.
So for us, we've created the Jake and Gino community. So we have people like us who are role models in the community that we become friendly with, that we're coaching, that we're getting along. So that's one avenue that I think we've been really lucky to just meet new people in our mm-hmm. lives, and to learn from them and to see how their relationships are growing.
And then just by listening to this podcast is really what the next thing I'm going to say is that learn from other people's marriages, learn from their mistakes, you know, don't compare them, because you know, a lot of times I would look at other people and be like, I could never have that. I could never have that relationship they have. You know, you watch the movies and it's like this perfect lovey-dove. It's just not reality. Sometimes it's really hard and that's okay. And it's, you're going to get through it with communication, with talking to each other, with forgiveness.
Oh, you're on a roll. Keep going. Okay.
So what else, Gino?
Well, for me, remember that a strong marriage takes two. And sometimes one of the participants is not that strong. Although my nickname is Gino the Rock.
Oh, my Peter. Gosh.
You didn't expect that one, did you, huh?
I don't know where you're going with that one.
Oh, well, let me go. You know, yeah. I'm just joking.
No, it's important what you said. I you know, you always say a marriage is not 50-50. It's 100 each. But there are a lot of times where you're at 40%. That's all you could give, whether you're sick or you're just overwhelmed or whatever. And that other person comes in. Now, you could do two different things. You could say, let me take care of this. Let me help you out. Or you can be like, I can't believe, you know, like going back to that story, you could have been like, let me help you. Or you could have done what you did. Mm-hmm. But it's a good story to tell because, again, you know, we've gotten to where we are because of those times.
So I'm going to have the kids draw a picture of me with a rock on my back.
My goodness.
Make it the Rock. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Hey, Wheelbarrow Profits family. Are you struggling with ways of teaching your kids about money and financial literacy? Gino, I think we have something to help them. Tell them about it.
We've been hard at work creating the Jake and Gino Youth Academy. The Academy takes a deep dive into good money habits, setting up a budget, investing, taxes, the difference between an asset and a liability, and so much more. This is a great opportunity to spend time with your children, to be their role model when it comes to money and investing, and learn how to set them on the right path to financial success.
If you want more information on how you can become the next Youth Academy member, visit www.jakeandgino.com/education to begin your journey to financial freedom.
As we like to say at Jake and Gino, people with financial intelligence can change the world for the better.
Okay, so
you can't get that picture of me in the Rock, can you, out of your mind?
I always want to go over this because this is really important to me. And I adore your mother. I really do. She's so awesome. But one of the advices that she would probably give both of us at the same time was, you don't have to tell your husband everything. And, you know, if it's an issue, just, you don't have to tell him. I'm like, And it always bothered me because I hate secrets. I hated growing up. We had a very Irish family and there was a lot of secrets. And I know my husband had Italian and there's a lot of secrets. And I hate secrets. I think that they truly destroy the family. I really do. Whether you have to lie to each other to keep them or whatever it is, that was one of the things that I noticed as a younger person before I got married, that I thought I'd never, ever want to be like that. I just want to be able to not have to worry about what lies I'm telling. And even if they're the littlest of things, it's so important just to be honest and to speak the truth.
I think even omissions can be factored into as a lie. You know, the business is not doing great. Well, maybe my wife needs to know that.
Yeah.
So she could probably rein in the spending a little bit and tell the kids, hey, dad's not having a great time at work in these last past few months. That communication is important. I've tried to talk to my wife about refi roll and cap rates and all that. She don't really care about the real estate, but if I tell her, hey, we're having a rough time, you know, collections and money, she understands that. So don't try to omit anything. And I mean, we don't really have any secrets. And the other thing with us is we don't really gossip. That's why we probably don't have a lot of quote unquote friends, because we're not out there talking about the Joneses and the Smiths, and we really don't care. We really keep to ourselves. And that gossiping is horrible. Not only is it sinful, we're judging other people and we're spreading lies and maybe some mistruths. So get away from the gossiping, get away from the gossiping, please.
So important. You know, the next thing is just forgiveness. I mean, holy cow, I've made so many dumb mistakes.
What'd you say?
You heard it. I said, I'm very, I can admit when I'm wrong, and it happens quite often. But it's important to
just hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
She can say that on the podcast, but she can't say that to me, right?
Of course
that's amazing.
Of course I can.
So when my wife is like lying or she's feeling like she, a little bit, you hear that high pitched voice. So if you rewind 30 seconds, you'll hear like the high pitched and you'll know I'm telling the truth.
Okay. So we're talking about forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay. Like I said before, things that are said sometimes are very insulting. And I feel like men sometimes just say things and they don't really think about it first. And it could be the littlest of things, but we take it so personal. Those are the things that I don't bother. I don't even bother explaining because it's just not worth it.
I say a lot of dumb things to the kids, especially my daughters sometimes.
Well,
it comes out the wrong way.
Yes, that's a better explanation. Yeah. So my husband he didn't grow up with girls. He doesn't have sisters. So you have to learn how to speak to girls. Not so much me anymore, but the children as girls, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's a moment where it's like, oh my gosh, they went from thinking it's funny to being insulted. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that you don't realize, you're learning it now, but it's all of a sudden it just clicks on. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that?
It's taken a while.
Yeah. But you're doing good. You're doing great.
Thanks.
So forgiveness is so important because what happens is we hold on to those little stories in our past with our spouses or with our siblings or whoever, and we hold on to them and we never let them go and they always bother us. And sometimes it's good just to actually say, hey, remember when this happened, and to have a conversation about it and to get over it. I mean, you can get over it. Mm-hmm. You can move on past it and say, what were you thinking back then? And my husband could have told me, hey, I was busy. I was working all these hours and I come home and I was hungry. And he could have explained it differently to me because I only can see my side from it. And I think that's obviously important. So think about those times that you've had together that you're holding on to, because it's so great when you just learn to let them go, have that conversation and let them go.
I think, Julie, the next thing is, try not to speak badly about your spouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to, just start a podcast and you can just rip on your spouse while you're in the podcast and just don't edit it out, right? You can do that. Enjoy it. Have fun. But seriously, there's no reason you should be go out and gossiping about your spouse with somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, that stays within the household. I mean, if you're having issues, having problems, work it out. And if you don't need to speak to someone, go out and speak to someone, whether it's a professional, a mm-hmm. coach, another family member, but together, right?
Well, it's important that you are able to speak about that person in a respectful way. And I think mm-hmm. that's really important because sometimes we need like a girlfriend to talk to, but not in a negative, not in a gossipy way, not in a putting that person down way. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be able to talk to someone. I don't know how to handle this. Here's my situation. Can you give me some advice? I've seen you and your spouse, or seen you and your kids, or whoever you're talking about. That's different. And I think that's important. But to bash your husband or bash your wife in front of other people is so damaging, mm-hmm. so damaging. We should be supporting that person and protecting their character, obviously all the time. Marriage is our first priority. And I think that's really important because the kids see that. And I think it's important for them to know as well.
So now I would tell everyone the next bullet point, but since I have scribbly lines and stuff all over the paper, I really can't do that. So what's the next one?
Well, I think that's it. Just be that encourager for each other. Be your spouse's biggest supporter and not the critic, because there's all these voices going on in people's heads all day long, whether it's through work or friendship or Facebook, wherever. We always look for that person to encourage us, and we're always drawn to those people. So how amazing that would be if that was someone that you live with and love with most. So it's really important to be that person.
So my action steps would be to look within, see what your faults are, see what your shortcomings are, because sometimes it's about you. Sometimes I'm really making the mistakes. I'm really doing something that I shouldn't be doing. And I think I'm blaming my wife. Take a step back and assess what you're doing and then have a frank conversation with your significant
other. Yeah. So the question really is where am I right now in my marriage? And I could say that's myself. And where is my spouse right now? Because a lot of times we don't even think about that. We just live life and maybe we're irritated. Maybe we're not happy with our communication, or we never really noticed it. So let's just take a time to just kind of assess where we are right now in our marriage. How can we be on the same path? Sometimes we're on the same path, but one person's ahead, one person's behind. So how can you be walking together?
especially now, I'm running 3 miles a day over here. My wife can walk like 3 minutes and then she loses. I lose her. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get her to work out, but she does not want to work out with me. So
thanks.
You're welcome.
You're making it sound like I'm super out of shape.
I didn't say super out of shape. Just... I didn't even say out of shape. Okay. You just don't want to run with me.
I can walk. So the next thing we want to see what the vision is. So what is our desired marriage look like? And, you know, this is important to actually have details, because if you want more time together, have you ever said something to your spouse? Hey, you know what? I'm noticing that it's been weeks and weeks and months and we haven't even had a conversation. Now is the time to say, what is missing in our marriage, and what am I going to do about it?
You know what's usually missing?
Yeah.
Honestly, this is sounds so silly. We had to schedule the recording of this podcast. If you need to schedule it and put it in the calendar, that sounds so cold.
It does.
But you have to do it. I mean, like this, I'm trying to record with my wife and she's bringing the kids to tennis. Today, ironically, they're making gingerbread houses. So half of the days is, you know, taken up with that. Tomorrow, there's another excuse. We have gymnastics tomorrow. Then Thursday, I'm in the office all day. If we don't schedule things in life, even to spend time, to block out time, it's not going to happen. Yeah. So you have to schedule it.
Well, that's a good point too, because
thank you.
Because some people don't want to schedule their spouse, and I do, I get it, and people are very hesitant.
So make it a little joke, make it lovey time, make it a special time, whatever, cuddle time, whatever you want to call it. But really, I see on the calendar MF Zone podcast today, recording 2:30. Guess what? Nothing else impedes by that. Friday we have date night, bam, 5 p.m. It's scheduled. It's on the calendar. Mm-hmm. So that may be a cold way of doing it, but I know that I've got that time blocked off with you and nothing's going to intrude on that time. Yeah,
I don't mind.
You don't?
No.
Where are we going this Friday?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
It doesn't.
A little steak this Friday night, right?
Okay.
We had fish last week.
Fine. That's fine. So the next thing to ask yourself is, what needs to change in myself? Because a lot of times we can point out what I can point out what my husband does.
Remember, I'm the rock. Remember that.
And I could tell you, you know, but it's really
not the rest of the rock, just the rock.
Okay. Here's my next point is, what am I letting my spouse get away with that needs to stop? Ooh, that's a big one.
So what am I doing that you shouldn't be letting me get away with? I would say that's a tough one, but I would say sometimes working a little too much, sometimes mm-hmm. thinking about the business too much, mm-hmm. right? That consumes me sometimes.
That's a good point. Thinking about the business is a big deal. You know why? I have to say, we just took our Christmas picture this past week and it was cute. You know, it's always, everyone knows it's drama like you wouldn't believe about
there's
the pictures.
Eight of us.
It's somebody, who's not sitting. Yeah. It's comical, really. It really is. But at the end of our Christmas picture, my husband's like, oh, let's just make a video for the Jake and Gino community. I'm like, I thought, oh my gosh, well, this is the family time. And I was a little irritated because it's always work.
Were you really?
Yeah, because the kids were irritated.
Were they really? You're irritated about it? You see what I'm saying? It was literally 45 seconds, push the camera.
I wouldn't Gino have said here. Anything unless... Well, we're just talking about it right now. I let it go already. It doesn't, it's already gone, but you just made me think of it. So it was a good example. So you think about work more often. I mean, and I know you're very successful in it and it's so important, you know, but sometimes.
By the way, I crushed the video too. Maybe she's mad that
I am so, you're great at what you do.
Oh, thanks, baby.
I'm so far from jealous.
What are we willing to start doing or give up to achieve this outcome?
Well, a lot of times we have to give something up or start doing it. Sometimes it's not always doing something. It's just giving that up. You know, maybe you're on the phone too much. You're on Facebook too much. And the other person is irritated to no end. And I hear you. I mean, it's just irritating. It's like Gino said in the beginning, maybe that's something you can start, you know, but you have to ask each other. And I think that's important. So what's in your way? So what's in your way and what are you going to do to change it? And to be honest, because if your spouse comes to you and says, okay, here's what my issue is with you, to get irritated initially is usually what we do. But it's like, the question is, okay, am I like that? Do I do that? Be honest with yourself. If it's a yes, then change it. Decide to change and say, you know what? I do that. Can you help me change? Because we're here to support each other. And I think that's important.
Any final words?
Well, I'm not done.
Oh, wow. I guess she doesn't have any more notes. So I was like, I thought she was.
I turned the page.
Oh, turn the page. Okay.
So my sometimes we, this is the spouse, we are your obstacle. We are your obstacle. Sometimes you're trying to do things maybe for work or something, or you're trying to help me out and I'm actually literally in your way because I'm complaining about something or I'm afraid of something. And sometimes we just need to take a step back and say, you know what, let me change my mindset. Let me be a little bit more open-minded. Let me try something new. You know what I mean? And sometimes we're actually the obstacle.
So sometimes you're like the rock that I'm trying to hold up, right? That analogy, right?
I guess so. So then what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? What's our first steps? When am I going to do it and how? And I think that's important. Take it away.
So what else should we leave this with? Because we've really talked about a lot of different things that us as spouses can do to help each other out. That's what it really comes down to. We're really trying to work towards a great family, a great relationship. And it really mirrors what you should be doing in a business. I mean, it really does. How do you speak to your employees? How do you speak to your family members? Sometimes I get into it where I speak pretty terribly to my kids. We all do, right? But then you got to step back. And my wife always reminds me, would you speak like that to your employees? And I really wouldn't. I mean, I haven't in a long time, and I wouldn't. So take that into consideration. Think about how you're speaking to each other. Think about the thoughts that come in your mind and your actions when you're dealing with your family, right? And put them first and foremost in your mind. You know, for all of us entrepreneurs out there trying to be successful and trying to make it, trying to become financially free, take a step back and ask yourself, why are you doing that? And most people will say, to have more time to spend with my family. Well, guess what? You can make more time right now to spend with your family.
Yeah.
Don't make that excuse of, I need to do this because I need that. Tony Robbins says, you can have it right now. Do it right now. If you can't spend a couple hours a week blocking it out, you know, Mother Teresa said, if you're too busy to pray, then you're too busy. If you're too busy to take a couple hours out of your week to spend with your family and your loved ones, then like my wife said previously, cut some things out and make that stuff a priority. It's all about what you're going to do.
Yeah. You know, we have an opportunity to grow together, to watch each other grow, to encourage each other. You know, we're walking together on this life journey and we get to decide where it's going to go. And I think that's really important. So decide and go for it. Take those steps toward that desired marriage or desired relationship and go with it. You know, you have this partner, talk to them, be open with them, hear what they have to say. You know, learn about them because, you know, it's funny when you date is the time where you're learning about the person and then all of a sudden it just stops. Well, we've changed a lot from back then. And do you know that person still? You have to choose to ask them questions. You have to choose to learn about them over the years. You know, every time we have children, we change a little. So be there, hear them, decide to learn about them again.
If any of you want any more information about Jake and Gino, just go to jakeandgino.com. You learn more about the company, learn more. We have a lot of resources on our website. We have blog articles. We have all of our podcasts. We have 4 weekly shows. If you have any questions specifically about marriage or about communication, you can reach out to Julia. Her email address is juliabarbaro@gmail.com. Miss Julia Barbaro, thank you for sharing the hour with me.
Thanks, baby.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.